Everybody to Nightlight. Welcome, light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers and querents, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children and philosophers, and all those who are seeking reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie, we invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around this nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. This show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people. Gather for a time and be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change. This is our own very small oasis in the turmoil that we call, laughingly, creation. Share with me your light. I'll share mine with you, and with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our ways, but provide light enough for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very long time ago and will continue long after this lifetime has faded into memory, so gathering together as we do every week generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Excuse me. And coming together and blending our lights creates energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you'd like to learn more about me, I invite you to visit my website, barbaradelong.com. Ton of information there, as well as links to all of the different things that I'm involved in. It gets longer and longer, so I'm not going to bore you with it all. There's also information on the other shows that I do. And for this month, it's a ton. I've had the honor to be on Curious Times show, and I've been on Lizzie Starr's Almost Heaven every Tuesday and Thursday for the entire month. So I am having an amazing amount of fun sitting in other people's seats on other people's shows, as well as sitting here and talking to you. So this has been probably one of the most frequent months I've been on the air. I think I figured out it's almost four shows a week. So I'm out there. And I'm finding interest in many different aspects and areas that I had never imagined. One of the things that most amazes me and you know makes me smile is the fact that people have been so very interested in the past life readings that Mary and I do, and that I do and Mary does independently. It's past lives are really fascinating, and they aren't just, isn't it fun to know I was a scullery maid or I was a harem dancer or whatever. Those lifetimes often have great relevance to what you're going through right here and now, and sometimes they can answer questions like, I wonder why. And they can, you know, they don't totally explain everything, of course, but they give you greater insight into what's going on. August is going to be another hot month. If you guys are anything like it is here, it's 103 outside. It was 104 yesterday when I was coming home from an event that I worked. I don't ever remember this kind of heat this early in the summer. So global warming, yep, it's there. I know that people will say that our weather is cyclical and stuff like that, but then maybe global warming is cyclical too. I have no answers for the intensity that is going on here, but I do know humanity is going through lots of shifts and changes. There's lots of unusual energy out there. People, because of the economy, because of politics, because of all sorts of other stuff out there as well, people are going through – incredibly changing times. And I don't know, I've never been this age before, so I have nothing to reflect back on as far as frame of reference goes. But it just seems to me that there is more confusion out there. There is more transformative energy. I don't know what you want to call it. We are all transforming, and we are all changing, and we all are experiencing a sort of spiritual awakening. I'm not sure if it's something that is a constant that goes on and that I'm just now recognizing it, or if for some reason we are at a time in which consciousness is expanding even further and greater than it has in the past. Whatever, it seems to be drawing people to the spiritual field with greater intensity than ever before. It's really quite fascinating. I was, if you will believe this, I was sitting in the middle of a Saks Fifth Avenue store yesterday reading people as they bought cosmetics, and they paid me to do that. Now, I can remember a time when doing readings was just considered so not a good thing to do, that those of us that had a craft and had a talent were basically doing it quietly wherever we could, and to be sitting in the middle of one of these huge, I mean, in Saks Fifth Avenue, come on, I don't even, I try not to walk through there unless I'm really well-dressed, so it was an unusual experience. It's okay to do this. It's acceptable. It gives people greater insight, and people are more, you know, they're seeking those deeper spiritual reasons for all sorts of aspects of life. So, you know, welcome to the 21st century. It's no longer a backdoor thing that those of us in the craft do. And it just is just probably one of the most exciting things I've ever seen. I can really remember when I started in teaching way back in the Stone Age in the 60s, doing this kind of work was something that would have gotten me fired. I literally could have lost my job if they knew that I said I was a psychic and that I did readings. And today, you know, they chase you down and ask you to prove that you're a psychic. So it's really, life has changed, life has evolved, life has definitely expanded, and all of us are going through a transformative process that is really quite profound. Not only are people looking more and more and more to the spiritual explanation of things, that expands, of course, upon their religious foundations, but they're stretching outside the box. They're embracing things that are not quite so much the norm, and they don't go, oh, stay away from me, you devil. They listen, and they reason through the information you give them, and those things that resonate to them, they take in. It's not so much that people are rejecting things whole cloth anymore. They're not doing what they're told to do by large organizations. They're thinking for themselves again, and it's wonderful to see. It's just amazing. Now, I'm not saying I agree with the opinions of everybody out there, but everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Everybody's entitled to reason their way through things, and we don't have a right at all to tell somebody they're wrong. But you know, we have also we do have the right to give them what our truth is, and sharing truth. And people are beginning to really actually dig inside themselves and discover what their own inner truths, belief systems are, and they're living them more so than ever before. They're not just taking a doctrine or dogma from a church and saying, okay, this is what I have to be. They're going inside themselves and they're saying, this is what I am, and I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to celebrate it, and I'm going to share it. And if you don't want to share, then you just get out of my way. So life is changing, and I'm delighted to see it. And I think that life is going to be very exciting in the next century or so. And I'm planning on being around for a long time, so I can watch as much of it as I possibly can. And in some cases, laugh and point fingers, and in other cases, learn something from other people and incorporate it into my own belief system, and then expand beyond that. Have quite a few people in queue already. If you're interested in getting a reading, I highly recommend you call in earlier rather than later. The queue does get pretty long, especially towards the end of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-2139, and we'll handle as many as you as we possibly can. We've got Kim in South Carolina. Hi, Kim. How's it going there?
It's going well, Barbara. How are you?
Hot. Very hot.
I heard. But I think that was a cool thing that you did in Saks Fifth Avenue. Congratulations. Huh. I like that.
Well, I was surprised when they asked me, and what's really cool is Nordstrom's is looking for me to come and read there as well. So, and
wow.
Last year I did Bloomingdale's as well. So, I mean, if they're going to put you out in their center aisle and let people come and get readings, there's something going on that's really kind of cool.
Right, exactly. Well,
I have to dress better, but aside from that.
Oh, I'm sure you dressed well.
Well, I dressed cool, that's for sure. So how can I help today?
Well, I went to Georgia to do some paperwork for the job, and then I went to look at some homes. I thought I had found one, and the next day when I got the paperwork, they was actually attempting to charge me more than they said, and I didn't get a good feeling about it, so I told them no. So now I'm back to the drawing board looking for a home. And I just really got disheartened, and I'm really, I have to stop being so hard on myself, you know,
Why are you disheartened? Because you caught something that would have cost you more money.
I have no idea. I don't know.
You saved money, right? You saved a whole ton of money by catching it.
Yes, I agree.
So I'd go out and treat myself. I'd spend at least the money I saved on something great. I mean, you're ahead of the game, for heaven's sakes. What are you complaining about?
I don't know. It just felt like, that's what I have to do. Something. It felt like I failed. That's what it felt like. And I know that that's crazy, but it felt
I failed. Now, as I understand it, somebody was trying to cheat you, and you caught it before they cheated you, and you feel like you failed. How did you fail?
My goal was to find something when I was there, and now that I'm back in South Carolina, because I drove 800 miles, now that I'm back, it's like, okay, Kim, you're back at the drawing board. What are we going to do? So...
And you saved a ton of money.
Right.
I'm sorry, but I think you're crazy.
Okay, thank you.
you didn't let somebody cheat you. You saved money instead of, you know, making it harder for you for the next year or two. You found out who you didn't want to deal with. And probably there's an even better reason, too, because there was something probably the matter with the place, and you would have been unhappy. And you would have been unhappy anyhow if you'd had to pay more money than you thought, because you would have been resentful. So,
right.
So Kim, basically, suck it up and get on with life.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can't feel not the least bit sorry for you, because you did everything right.
Oh, I don't want you to. No. That was not my purpose. I don't want you to. My purpose was, I just needed the guidance on what to do next. No, I don't. I mean, because I'm dealing with myself with that, because there was no reason for me. It's just, I think it's ego stuff I'm dealing with.
Well, yeah, and you know, quite possibly there were red flags that you didn't notice at first.
Right.
And I think maybe you better go back and take a look and see where those red flags were and wonder why you didn't pay attention to them before you went through all of that other stuff. You wasted some time and some gas. That's all you did. But it does feel here as though you're going to find what you want. You're going to find that it's even better than the place you thought you had. And, you know, gosh, when are you moving? September? You'll be moved by September? Is that basically it?
Well, I'm going to have to be moved by August because my lease is up in South Carolina in July 31st. And my
okay.
first work day is actually August the 5th.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, if you have to, you'll stay in a hotel or whatever.
Yeah.
You'll get all your stuff put into a moving van and they'll hold it for you for a couple weeks. It's not the end of the world. You will absolutely find a place that you'll just totally love. And that
okay.
did you take your son with you to look?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I think that's a good thing. I think he should have a say as to where he's going to live.
Right.
Not a big one, but, you know, he should have a little say. You know, he only gets a big say if he's paying half the rent.
Exactly.
But, no, I don't think you have any problem here at all. I think it's wonderful that you caught it before you were cheated. I'd celebrate. I would absolutely celebrate.
Okay.
And it feels like September has abundance here, so that you have a lot of good stuff coming in September.
Okay.
Everything, you know, August is going to be a time where you're, you know, really pushing hard to find some place to live and settle. So it's going to be one of those months where you kind of grit your teeth and just wish that you could get through the month and get on with life. But it truly feels as though everything is moving along fine. And just, you know, trust yourself to be guided. And it feels like intellectually you were pushing to make something happen because you wanted to get it over with.
Yes.
And
exactly.
in pushing, you weren't paying attention to what your gut was saying. And so happily it fell through.
Yes, I agree. So do you think I should keep working with the same real estate agent?
What did the agent say when you caught it?
He said he didn't feel comfortable with me going through. He said, that's ridiculous. And he just said, no, we're going to do something else.
Well, I think he's right. Then stick with him.
All right. Okay.
Stick with him. It sounds like, you know, if he had tried to convince you to do it anyway, I'd say you got to move. But no, he'll find you something.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Barbara.
Okay.
Keep
me posted.
I will.
You are one of the ongoing soap operas on this radio show, and we'd be lost without you. So.
Thank you.
Okay. You're obligated to bring trauma here. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I'm not looking for a place to live. Hi, Amy. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
I am fine. How can I help today?
Can you tell me what you see for me happening within this month and the next few months?
Okay. Are you focused in any one particular direction, or is there just in general?
Career and possibly a move.
Okay. July has my pregnancy card in it, but I don't think it means you're getting pregnant. I think it means that you have ideas inside of you that you're starting to sort of gestate and you're going to bring into manifestation within this reality. It does feel as though the summer for you is going to be one in which there is much growth, much change. You're evolving into new levels of understanding. It feels like July and August both have a sense here of growth, expansion, and change of venue. So it does look as though there's a potential of a move, but I don't see the move actually happening until December.
Okay.
And it does feel as though, in many ways, there's definitely change all around you, and change is really good. Change means you've outgrown stuff. So it's time to move into change. So many people don't like change because we get used to things even if they don't fit, and sometimes we don't actually seek to get something more expansive or bigger or greater or whatever unless we're forced to, and so most of us have to have, you know, the universe has to force most of us by losing a job or whatever. It's kind of like the universe takes a look and says, well, they haven't moved, so let's just hit them with a 2x4 and let them, you know, if we take everything away and make them start over again, then maybe they'll do it right. And that's basically what's going on here. I don't think you haven't done anything right. I think, though, you have outgrown a lot of the aspects of your life, and it's time to kind of expand and stretch and move into new venues. And I'm seeing new venues here for us. And the central card that I've thrown here is the foundation card, and that really would say that you are creating new foundations. You are in many ways sort of shoring up what you already have and expanding it so that you can reach further and stretch yourself even more, because you feel slightly claustrophobic. It feels almost as though the walls are closing in on you, and it's important for you to sort of be able to stretch your arms out and say, I have room to grow here. And it feels like by September there are at least two different opportunities for you, two new directions that you're sort of opening up to, and then October has new beginnings, fresh starts, unique and different new beginnings, taking you into new aspects of life, so that it's really very, very exciting for you. And there's a wonderful harmony of spirit with healing energy and creative energy, and it feels as though everything starts from within the home. The home is your sanctuary. The home is the place where creation takes place for you, whether it's a project or a person or whatever. Home is where you get your insight and your inspiration from, and so it has to be a solid foundation for you, and I think you're shoring it up and you're making it stronger. I think you have growth here, but it's amazing growth. You absolutely have change that may well terrify you, but it looks all good, and it does feel as though karma is coming in here too, as though there is a balance due you from past lifetimes that is going to be brought to this lifetime that will surprise you, but it will also gladden your heart and spirit.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have any idea of where I might be moving, like what state?
Wow. Where are you now? You're in New Jersey. I don't really want to see you going down south, because you're not southern energy. So, no, I don't really see any particular state. I just would stay out of the deep south and you know, like the Texas area, or even I wouldn't send you down to Florida. Where had you been thinking?
Well, I was thinking out in California, but now I think that's changed.
I can tell you, you need to be on a coast. That being near an ocean is important for you.
Okay.
And I don't care if the waves break to the left or to the right. You know, it doesn't.
Right.
But but the further north for you, the better. So if you're looking at California, look at Northern California and Seattle area. If you're looking East Coast, look from the Carolinas on up. Because you have an amazing, wonderful, intensive energy within you, and the center of the country has a more mellow energetic. And you would drive people crazy, or they would drive you crazy, or both, if you were in the center of the country. And it's nothing against people who live in the center of the country, because they're perfectly lovely people. But they have a wonderful rhythm to their life that is not the same as the rhythm on either coast.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on the East Coast, and that's probably the most intensive of the energies. I would put you in Europe and Great Britain. I would put you in Asia, in Japan, you know, if those were areas that really drew to you, but I don't feel they do. But those are high intensity places. And it doesn't speak to the level of intelligence or the level of evolution to the people there. It's just the energetic that you're living in, that you're used to. It's sort of like growing up to a cha-cha beat and then suddenly being put into a waltz beat. You know, okay. You trip all over yourself. It just doesn't work. I lived in the middle.
That Northern California. I like that idea.
Yes, any San Francisco, any of that area, perfectly beautiful, or even further north, you'd be great there. And so long as you can get to the ocean, you know, in a reasonable amount of time, so long as you know it's there, that's the important thing. And I hear it from great authority that California is not going to fall into the ocean, so you're safe.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
No, it's not going to. I mean, Edgar Casey couldn't be right on everything. And so I know that it's a wonderful theory, but not a wonderful theory, but it's one of the theories that's out there. And they do have earthquakes, but you know, I think the further north you get, the safer you would be if anything like that even happened. So don't worry about it.
Mm. Beautiful. Okay, thanks. That sounds great.
You're so welcome. Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Gosh, the pollen is amazing. Okay, let me see here. We've got Randy in Colorado. Hi, Randy. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm so scared about what I'm supposed to be doing. I know I have passion in spirituality. I know I love to help people. I have a degree in, I have my master's in social work. But I know I'm supposed to be on my own. But every time I get somewhere, it doesn't go anywhere. So just wondering what you see, if anything's going to happen.
Well, I think that it's great that you figured out some of your passions. Most people don't have, you know, a clue. What I'm seeing here is that you're still in labor as far as birthing the direction. And it's almost like you're trying to prematurely put yourself in some place where you don't have all the pieces yet.
Yes, that's true.
So it's have you ever had children?
I have children, yes.
Okay, so you know when you're 6 months pregnant, you're ready for it to be over and you'd like to just squirt it out and get on with life.
That's
where you are here. You've got more months to go. There's no way you can possibly make this happen earlier. And it does feel as though it does look as though right around the first of the year everything will come together for you. But in
really?
The meantime,
okay.
I mean, in the meantime, and this is where most of us, and you'll notice I'm including myself in it, most of us, when we are waiting for something like this to happen, tend to want to just sit, watch TV, and wait for something to happen. And the reality is we can make the time pass faster, and we can certainly enrich the quality of the experience by getting into our creative energies and doing stuff that's of a creative nature between now and then. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of... Now, I don't want you actually working on anything that's going to bring money in, because that if it brings money in, then it doesn't count as far as the spiritual brownie points go. But there's no such thing as spiritual brownie points. But it's sort of like if you do something that is creative, that is just for the sheer joy of creation, you open a channel for spiritual energy to flow through you and to manifest within your reality. If you're paid for it, that channel is no longer open because you have been compensated for it already. So between now and then, I would love to see you writing, because I think that you've always, you know, writing is something you've always loved to play with. And I would definitely start playing with it. I would work on your channeling. I would work on getting more in touch with your higher consciousness through stream of consciousness writing, through channeling. I would get back to some of the creative things you've done in the past that were joyful that you did and you had lots of fun with. And I don't care if you're making potholders or whatever. It's just do something that's creative for the next couple of months that starts to give you a backlog of energy so that after the first of the year, as things fall into place, there's plenty of fuel, there's plenty of energy, there's plenty of push as far as making things happen and expanding the energy of the things that you're involved in. I totally agree with you. Working with people is absolutely where you should be.
So I'm doing now because I'm like in the middle of doing a lot of different things.
Uh-huh.
Is any of those things where I'm supposed to be, or is it going to get me to somewhere else, or is it a waste of time?
Like what things are you doing?
Like I started a meetup group. I'm not getting paid for it. But eventually I have it in my mind that possibly it could turn into a business. I am writing a workshop with somebody. And I might be doing I have my certificate in life coaching, so I might be doing another workshop, a different type of workshop with somebody else.
All of these things will be things that you're eventually paid for, and that's what you're focusing on.
Yes.
And none of them count as being actually creative and spiritual.
So nothing is, in that nature is going to come into fruition with money?
No, I'm not saying it's not going to come into fruition. I'm saying if you're looking for the universe to put you, you know, in gear, if you're looking for the universe to do the work, then you have to start just building up the fuel and allowing that to happen. If what you're doing is if you are focused on doing something with the end result being money,
yeah,
and you're going to
happen.
You're helping people, but you expect money for it. Then that's not spiritual. That's being very intellectually, financially focused, and that's an intellectual thing. If you really want to help people, then you do this for no money, and you don't look for compensation.
There's two different schools of thought on that.
Okay, I can only speak from what experience has taught me.
Okay.
And I have found that for years and years and years, I did meditation groups, and I never asked for money for them. I just told people to bring food so we could eat afterwards, and I did that without even looking for pay. Now, that, because I wasn't looking for anything from it, I mean, I got connections, I got book deals, I got all sorts of cool stuff out of it. But if you are focused on making the spiritual a business,
okay, then it will not work.
The spiritual is not a business; it's a way of life. Now, if you are looking at trying to put in place things that will help people spiritually, you have to have a balance to what pay you expect to get. I'm on the radio sometimes 4 and 5 times a week. I don't charge for any of these readings. I don't, never look for it, don't get it. But then I do private readings where I get paid for, but 75% of the readings that I do are not charged.
Right. Right.
So okay. if you are looking at these other projects to bring in money, that's fine.
Well, eventually, I was thinking that the meetup was free, and I was thinking that eventually I could figure out how I could, bring in my life coaching into it. So if people want to pay for it, that's their choice. But the group, the meetup part is free.
Well, all I'm saying is for everything you do that you have aimed at bringing in money, do something that is totally free and you will never charge for.
Okay.
So that if you have the meetup groups going or even meditation groups, absolutely wonderful. If you want to start a website where you put up information that is free for anybody that there's no charge for ever, then you'll find it absolutely starting to flower and it'll go crazy.
Makes a lot of sense because that's the type of people that I'm drawn to also. So that does make sense for me. So thank you very much.
If you've ever seen my website, it's huge. And, you know, it's hard to find the page that has my reading stuff on it, because it's in there, but it's not certainly highlighted, and there are no neon signs blinking or anything like that. It just happens to be there. But there are hundreds and hundreds of other pages that you know, go to different things.
Right.
You have to understand that spiritual is unconditional giving. It's not it's not unconditional getting. It's unconditional giving.
Oh, and I do, and I think the thing is that I do give a lot of myself, and I haven't asked for pay. That's the big. I'm actually, one of the workshops I'm working on is about giving and receiving. You know, the balance of it. So I mean, most of us as spiritual people, we do things for free. You know, and we don't allow ourselves to receive. So
Receiving is fine. There's nothing bad about it. Lots of people don't value something if they haven't paid for it. But you can ask for a donation instead of charging a fee.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, if I learned a long time ago, if I wanted to give, you know, something for free to someone and they tried to pay me and I said, no, that's okay, you don't have to. If they insisted, I took the money. I figure I've made my effort, and if they really are going to, I'm not going to fight. But,
yeah.
You know,
I've coached over 50 hours of coaching, and I only charged one person. It really wasn't a lot of money either.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really, I don't think of myself as someone who, like, I'm in it for the money. I never really did.
Well, are you like everybody else? Are you planning on trying to make this your career so it supports you?
Eventually, this is what I love to do, and everybody who loves to do something hopes to do it. You know, I would love to do it full time if I could.
Well, the reality is, if you truly are, and I'm not the judge. You know, first of all, please understand, I am not the judge here, but I can tell you that if you are sincerely in the spiritual field, if you are sincerely there, and again, I have no idea of knowing, then the universe takes care of you. It brings things to your door. It opens, you know, and I have found that my philosophy is, I don't make the phone calls. I wait till I'm called to go in.
Oh, I'm like that too.
I'm
not the follow-up type of person. I'm not a salesperson. I'm not the type of person to, like, you know, I feel like they'll come to me if they're ready. I'm exactly like that.
And that old adage of, when the teacher is ready, the students appear. When the students are ready, the teachers appear. It's appropriate. But,
mm-hmm.
and here is where the big but comes in. And I find myself, and I've been in this field for 50 years, I find myself often in a holding pattern, because there are things I need to work on, there are things I need to put together, there are things, you know, and sometimes I don't actually even recognize it until, you know, I'm halfway into it, and then it's, oh my gosh, I guess I have some things I need to do, because everything is slowed down. And when I start taking care of those things that are important, you know, in my life to be done, that are of a creative nature, then everything else starts to hop again. So it's I can only tell you that the only judge, the only gauge you're ever going to have is, if things are flowing to you, you're doing it right. If things are not flowing to you,
doing something wrong, I'm not sure what. But I am volunteering right now, and I'm working on things, so I'm hoping one of these things will pan out. But
well,
thank you very much.
You're just understand that whatever you give, it's unconditional, truly unconditional, and I'm no judge. Is, you know, will be rewarded. It comes to you so that you're going to know by what is flowing towards you whether or not you've sort of got the right balance going. And sometimes you can overdo it, and sometimes, you know, you can fall a little bit short. But the reality is, the universe, you know, has a real good idea as to what's going on deep within you. And that's the only place where I know there is. And it's not judgment. It's like, okay, she's got the message and she's going the right direction, and so we'll start things to flow.
Yeah.
And that's the only gauge that ever is of importance to you.
I agree with everything you're saying. I do. So.
But, you know, I know it's very frustrating to wonder, you know, is this ever going to work for me? I understand that. I know what that feels like. And, more likely than not, it's that, you know, you just need to adjust your balance a little bit, and things will. I mean, it's very obvious that you have a great deal of spiritual energy, that you really are focused in that direction, that you really want to be of service, and so I think it's just a matter of getting your balance going, and you should be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye bye. It being in the spiritual field is probably one of the hardest things to do. You know, I know there are harder professions probably, but it's one of the few professions where it isn't what you say, it isn't what you do. It's all of the above plus the philosophy that you're living your life in, and are you walking your talk, and is your talk a sincere reflection of the spiritual energy that is within you, so that life is really your entire life comes into play here. It isn't just what you know and how you apply that knowledge. It's how you live your inner feelings, how you touch into the lives of your fellow man, and how you share your life and your love and your everything with them, so that being in a spiritual field, it's not work, it's a celebration. And if you look upon it as work, then probably you're not in the right place. I have found that there is such joy working with people and touching their lives and helping them out. And if you are truly celebrating all of that magical stuff inside of you, things flow beautifully. And if you're angry, if you're bitter, if you're whatever, things slow down. So it's in direct proportion. And there's nobody sitting around keeping score. It's just a matter of what is flowing out of you unconditionally, without the expectation of pay, has to, in many cases, be far greater than what you put out that you expect a paycheck for. And if it's not, then you are a part of the material world, and the spiritual stuff shuts down. Doesn't go away, it just shuts down. And when you get that balance back, then the spiritual opens up again and everything is fine. And then it's just, you know, you got to just take a look at it, because it's a very fine balance. And all of us trip on that balance. If you don't trip on the balance, then you should be on the other side. Okay. We've got Jill here in Illinois. Hi, Jill.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. How can I help today?
Okay, I have been working through a lot of trauma and abuse that stems back, you know, from my family, which, of course, you know, spreads out to everyone else in your life because that's what you know. And I've really made some breakthroughs and some progress. But as far as, like, what's up next for me, I just see a blank slate. What, do you get anything?
Oh, that's fabulous. Blank slates are wonderful. You can recreate yourself. You can.
Yeah, but I don't know how. I don't know. See, I'm now, like, I emptied a lot out. Now I don't know how to fill it back up.
I don't think you have to fill anything. I think there's plenty inside here. Your central card here that I have out on the table for you is Phoenix Rising, reborn out of the ashes of the old, which couldn't be more appropriate considering what you just said. So it's a matter of, so you're going to recreate yourself. And you don't have to have building blocks. You just have to allow the universe to help you along here. You know what you don't want. And so don't go back into old patterns because they don't work for you.
I can't do it. I know I cannot do it anymore.
No, you're in great shape, though. You really are. And being empty means that you're ready to be filled. That's a cool thing. And not knowing exactly where you're going next is also a good thing, because at least you're acknowledging that you're throwing it out to the universe and saying help. And so that what you've got here is an amazingly wonderful experience, and it takes it takes a while for it to get going. And then, of course, it gets out of hand and you have to run to keep up. So this is that lull before the storm, so to speak. This is that time frame where you should be taking care of yourself. You should be, you know, doing massages or pedicures or whatever makes you happy, and just treating your body well. And sort of, are you writing a journal? Because that would be a great thing for you to be doing right now.
You know, and that's another thing that I started doing, Matt. I start every day, I write down how I feel and how my day's going, and to, you know, my thoughts, to get them out of me. And I never before in my life have been able to do a journal. I just couldn't.
Mm-hmm. I think you're in great shape, and I think I would start looking into some of the spiritual stuff that's going on around you. I think I would look. Have you done any reading on the spiritual level of late?
I've done that for years.
Okay. Good start, then. Now, of course, that you've got the knowledge and the wisdom, you're supposed to put it into practice. You're supposed to open yourself up to that wonderful stuff that you have inside and start to manifest it. And a lot of it is, you know how you don't want to be treated. You know what happened when you were mistreated, what it did to you. And so now you turn it around, and now you become the person you would like everybody else in your life to be. And don't expect them to do that. But at least you become the person that you want to have in your life. And that energy, that energetic, attracts those kind of people to you. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen.
Okay.
And I have to say that you know, having a sense of humor and being able to laugh at yourself is probably the biggest gift that you could give yourself. Frankly,
I'm kind of upset with myself because it took me so long to figure out some of this stuff.
Well, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but you are human, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
you know,
you're
I've
down
been
here?
Pounding my head up against the wall with all these relationships I've built that aren't going to go anywhere because I didn't know any better and I didn't have boundaries and I didn't know how to have a voice. And I'm like, why couldn't I, you know? So I'm like, what took me so long?
Well, how old are you?
52 and a half.
So half your life is over. And you don't have to go through the potty training and learning how to walk and talk, the second half. So you're well ahead of the game.
Okay.
I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, we don't start on our perfect on our spiritual journey until we're 50. And
okay, that's good news.
at 50, we start on the spiritual journey because all of the other stuff is supposedly out of the way. You now know what boundaries are. You probably have them a little bit too tight, but, you know, you'll loosen them up with time. You have your red flags. You know what a red flag means. You walk away. I think you've got everything in place for a fabulous second half of your life.
Okay.
And you know, you can't say you're empty because you're not. You have boundaries. You have understanding of what relationship, you know, is not. And you understand that loving relationships are built on friendship and trust. They aren't built on hormones, though I'm sure you still have hormones, and that's fine, too.
Uh-huh.
But
I hope I still have hormones.
you still have hormones.
Okay.
And it just feels to me as though you finally got life in balance. You understand that having a mouth means you're supposed to talk.
Yes.
And let people know where you stand. And I think you may be going overboard with it a little bit, but that's okay. Let the chips fall where they may. You have people that expect you to be something you're not, and you tell them that you're not, and you prove it too. I think that's fabulous. I mean,
okay.
How can you say you're empty? You've learned a tremendous amount, and you're putting it into practice. I mean, you're not empty. You're just beginning to start filling it up with the good stuff.
Okay.
I mean, cripes. I mean, you're intelligent. You've done the reading. You're not practicing it yet, but you've done the reading. You've got the knowledge, and in order for it to become wisdom, you've got to live it. And
yes.
You know, don't become a fanatic here, but it does feel to me as though you've got everything you need to have a spectacular, you know, 50 years and more. I think that the biggest thing that you have to pull out of mothballs is your laughter. And you have to understand that being wise and being spiritual and everything else doesn't mean anything if you can't laugh.
Well, it's funny because that passed through today. I can be, like, so funny. Like, nobody can, you know, you're like, oh, my, you know, it's just hysterical. And I haven't been that in, like, forever.
Well, it's time because frankly, people listen to this show so that I beat people up. I mean, in a loving manner. But it's the laughter. It's the joy that's there that drives
right.
people in, and that's what will draw people to you. You've got all the tools. You've got the element here of crossing a threshold into new understanding of other dimensions in yourself as well. I think you overpaid your dues, but then why not? I mean, if you overpay, then you know you might get something even better out of it, but. You know, you don't need to learn those lessons over again. You just don't.
Right.
And so you're not going to. You'll learn
nope.
other lessons. And you will fall on your knees and you will always fall forward when you fall. So you will have made, you know, you will have covered some distance, albeit on your stomach. So, you know, you're moving down your pathway in your own way. There will be days that you skip and there will be days that you crawl, but you're going down the pathway appropriately. And after a while, your knees won't be bruised anymore. And after a while, there will be, you know, a lot more laughter. But it takes time. And, you know, you have been, you've been through it. You've paid dues. You've been traumatized. You've had an amazing life that got you to this point. And to be perfectly honest, if you hadn't experienced all of the crap you experienced, you wouldn't be the special person you are right now. That
True.
does not mean you write thank you letters to anybody. But acknowledge the fact that they made you the special person, the loving person, the kind person, the spiritual person that you are today.
True. That is true.
So, you know, it's a bit tough, but the reality is it created you, and you're special, and you're wonderful, and you're spiritual, and it puts you on an amazing pathway where you can absolutely have a glorious 50 years where other people who have never had to pay the way you did, you know, only think they know what true happiness is, and you'll know what magic is. It's a high price to pay, but you paid it. So you don't.
Yeah,
it's nothing you're looking forward to. You've already paid it. So, all you have ahead of you is fun stuff. But you're not empty. You're really quite full.
Okay.
And it's the good stuff. So.
So that's good. It takes a little time, you know, to from A to B.
it does, and. But again, you become the kind of person you want in your life, and you don't become it on paper. You become it in reality. You walk your talk, and you will find that I think the most fun thing I have ever is that when I'm out and feeling down, and everybody does. I try to say something really nice to every person I meet.
I do that.
And
I'm nice to every person, every cashier, everybody, because I may be the only person that was nice to them in a long time.
Absolutely. And
you know, I see people when I go out in the world because I know what I've gone through.
And the response is always amazing.
Yeah.
And it is so precious to be, I mean, I love it when I see an older lady in the grocery store or something, and she's always dressed meticulously, and I comment on how pretty she looks, and the smile is the greatest reward you could possibly ever get.
I agree.
So I think you're way ahead of most people here, and I think you overdid, again, the paying of the dues, but then maybe the rewards will be even commensurate to that. So just keep going. You're fine. You've read the books. You have to walk the talk. That's the only thing. That's where you know you've got some work to do. But that's where you need to focus it.
Okay.
And everything else will fall into place.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Feel free to call back and get beat up.
Okay, no problem. No, you didn't beat me up. I didn't feel beat up.
Okay, good.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Boy, the spiritual trip is a heck of a one. But it's a fun one, too. Hi, Delphine. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. How can I help?
I was calling to see, like, because I'm kind of in a crossroad. I'm trying to see what do you see for me in the next few months in terms of still the move and relationship, because I have someone that I'm just got reacquainted with as an old friend from the past, and I was just wondering, what do you see coming out of that?
Okay, well, relationship, it feels like you're very much at home within it. Feels like they're a very nice person. Are they currently now married?
No.
Okay, but they have been, right?
No, they haven't.
Not been married at all. That's scary. I think for right now it's a very, very comfortable relationship. I think it's, and I said that's scary because somebody, how old is this person?
He's 36, I believe.
Okay. That's not as old as I thought he was. Okay. I think that it's a good relationship. I mean, we'll just see where it goes. I think you have to get to know each other. You have to rebuild a friendship. You have to open yourself up to, you know, how each of you has changed and get to know each other again. I mean, catching up on the past with somebody is always a wonderful, comfortable feeling. But philosophies have changed, and with both of you. So I think you have a lot to sort of reacquaint yourself with. And how long have you two been in contact again?
Well, we just started about a month ago. The thing is, he seems like I enjoy his company. He seems like a nice person, but it's no chemistry. I just don't feel that with him.
Well, that's an important part of a relationship. And let me clarify, the chemistry I'm talking about isn't sexual chemistry. It's that wonderful magical feeling you get when you connect with somebody on an emotional, intellectual, and spiritual level.
Right. I don't feel that with him. I just look at him like an old classmate that I'm hanging out with and having fun. I think he likes me more than I actually like him like that.
Well, I think that usually that kind of a click happens immediately if it's going to happen. So if it hasn't happened for you, I think that, you know, you've got a good old friend. Frankly, I think that later on this year that there will be a new person coming into your life that you may find that magic with. But certainly friendship is wonderful, and having people in your life that you're friends with is a very important, wonderful thing. So I would definitely, you know, not shut it down, because friendship is very hard to get and come by.
I did mention to him that I'm the situation where I'm trying to move to Texas with my 4-year-old. I had already explained to him, just to give him the heads up, because I didn't want to make him feel like, oh, you should have told me this at the beginning, you know, why you didn't tell me this before. So I wanted to be honest with him and let him know, like, hey, if push comes to shove, I am still going to move.
Well, oh, absolutely you're going to move. You have to move. I think it's a, you know, it's a friendship, and friendship is really important, and you've got a friendship here. I would never let go of a friendship, but I would make sure it doesn't go beyond friendship, because then that's not fair to either of you. So that it does feel as though this move is going to take place, and you have lots of new beginnings, and the element of you are committed to making a change. You are committed to expanding your reality, and it does feel as though in many ways this sets you free for the abundance that is coming your way. And after the first of the year, I do feel that someone new is coming into your life. So you don't really have to sit down and talk about this. You just have to not let it go any further than it's gone.
Okay, all right, because we just only went out on 2 dates, and I'm like, no, there's definitely no chemistry, and I don't, you know, I don't, I can tell he wants more, and I'm, I just have to reiterate again, like, he's a nice person, but I don't, you know, you're a nice person, I just, right now, I just want a friendship.
Yes, and that's probably the biggest turn-on for any man, you know. I think that when he realizes you're serious, I think you have an amazingly good friend here, and I don't think you'll lose touch with him again. I think you'll stay friends with him, and you know, you'll have a very comfortable relationship with him, and I think those relationships are just as important as the ones that are romantically involved, because having a good friend, I mean, friendship is just, it's amazing, and it takes a long time to work on, establish, and maintain a friendship so that you've
right.
got some really cool stuff here. And I would say that, you know, intuitively, you know where you are, and you know what it is that you want out of life, and you're going for it. And I think that's phenomenally brave and courageous, and I think that it's a great move for you.
Right. Because I said, I went to the mediation in this past July, the beginning of July, and he didn't show up, my daughter's father. He didn't show up, so we have another date. You still see that working out in my favor?
I do. I don't think he'll show up at the next date either.
Oh, wow.
I think that automatically it will fall to your favor.
I mean, so why, I'm just still trying to understand, why is he putting me through all this? It's like when I go to court, Barbara, my vibration is up, I'm happy, and I'm thinking positive, and when I come out, I'm just emotionally drained, because I said all of this, I could have been left.
He's just giving you a hard time. He's just giving you a hard time, and that's his way of doing it. So, you know, it's a game he's playing. Let him play the game. You know, and you show up because you have to be there. But, you know, eventually the court will get very fed up with him, and they'll just find in your favor.
Okay, that's good. And then with my career, I was, because I do, like the other caller before, I told you before I do social work, and you mentioned something about me, because I'm a healer, I should do some spiritual.
Yeah.
Something spiritual, counselor.
Yeah, I think over time that everything you do will evolve into something like that. I don't think you should go out and try to figure out how to make it happen. I think you should just be aware that it will happen automatically and naturally for you.
Okay, because I was wondering, I felt like, okay, what is my career? I'm still trying to find out what's my career or my purpose, and then I said, well, I like helping people. I definitely do like helping people, and I was thinking about trying to do something with LPN.
Mm-hmm. Well, understand, career and passion and purpose in life are all different things. So, you know, careers usually are how we support ourselves while we're on a spiritual journey and doing our spiritual work. so that there is that aspect of you have credentials in social work, and probably that's probably going to be the easiest way for you to, you know, find a job and be able to support yourself and take care of you and your son. And you know, the spiritual stuff again takes place outside of that venue, so that you're moving into a different direction. You're expanding your reality. You have to have all of us have to have one foot in reality, you know, the mundane reality, and one foot in the spiritual. And our lives becomes the bridge between those two worlds. And you can't have a spiritual aspect to your life if you have no place to manifest it, and you can't have a physical reality that has a richness to it unless you have the spiritual aspect to it. So one foot in each dimension is how we need to move through life. So I would say, you know, look for jobs in your field. And then look for ways to expand your reality on a spiritual plane. And at some point in time, they will touch, they will come together, and there will be a wonderful synchronicity between the two. But you have to let the universe do that. You can't intellectually make it happen.
Right. You're right about that. Because I do. I know I want to help people. I know I want to help people.
Well, I do believe that you'll do that. So, you know, just keep going and keep turning up in court, and he'll keep ticking the court off, and then you'll be fine.
Okay. And you said the guy should be coming. The guy should be coming the fall or the beginning of the year, or
beginning of the year.
Okay. And I will have that spark with that guy.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, there is no spark here. But there is wonderful richness of friendship, and that's a precious thing.
Yeah.
That's very precious to have.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Take care now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okie dokie. We've got Lisa in New York. Hi, Lisa. Are you there?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call, Barbara. How are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you. How can I help?
Okay, so I am completely open to love, and I made two connections yesterday, but there's one particular person that I reconnected with that I dated briefly last summer. So I'm actually going to see him at a group brunch on Sunday. So I wanted to know what you pick. And I heard from him today also. He emailed me this morning first thing. So I kind of wanted to know what you pick up, I guess, about us going forward. I mean, I'm taking it one step at a time. But, you know, I'm just trying to see what you pick up about us two.
Well, one step at a time is a very good way to go. And I think that from what I can see, you know, yes, you are absolutely open to love, and that's a great way to be. But if that is your main focus in life, then you're skewing your balance, your reality, and everything else, so that you know, you may be putting too much openness out there. It feels like you're looking. You know that song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places?
Wow, that's odd, because I feel like all I've been concentrating on has been my career and,
okay,
like, getting things done, and this is just, like, the first, like, you know, I took a break and went to this great party with a bunch of friends where I reconnected with him.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say that that's what I'm doing. I actually have been focused on surrounding myself with great, open, and like-minded individuals, you know.
Okay.
So it's just connecting to the right type of people.
Okay, so what I'm seeing here is this guy is a nice guy. This guy is a good, sincere guy. I don't know where it's going to go. I think it's way, way, way too early to even determine where it's going to go. But I think he's certainly a very sweet person, and I think that everything about him seems very, very nice. But I you know, there's no way of telling yet. You haven't really spent the time to have an energetic with him that I can read as far as where it's going.
Okay, I guess I'm looking. More about if you could just look at as far as the connection yesterday, I guess the intentions. And I'm not saying him trying to be my boyfriend. I'm just saying because of us reconnecting, I was just trying to understand, like, I don't know, I guess where of all that, you know, where you see that coming from within him, because I feel like we cleared up some things that were just a ball of miscommunication that I wasn't aware of. And I said, you know, I wish you would just have said something to me and been honest and clear, because I'm open to hearing how you feel, as well as I know what I feel matters as well. And that's why I said one step at a time, because I like him, but I'm definitely trying to, actually, I definitely am understanding, taking things slow. But I guess for me, it's the first person in a couple of months that I feel like, oh, this is someone that I would like to continue connecting with romantically. I don't mean jumping into a full-blown relationship, because, that's not what I mean. But I say I'm open to just all possibilities.
Okay. I, you know, you have to understand with guys, what you see is what you get. There's usually not great depth as far as, you know, the internal workings of the emotions go. They either feel right or they don't feel right. And I think to analyze with a guy is to ask for disappointment and misunderstandings. They don't do that. So you said there were miscommunications and.
Well,
and
he brought that up. He brought that to me.
Okay.
I didn't bring any of that up. He brought up, oh, well, this is what happened when we stopped seeing each other, and we only went out once. It wasn't like a long relationship or anything. So that's why I was open to the reconnection, because it wasn't a back and forth relationship.
Yeah.
So when he brought that up to clear space, I was like, well, you could have, you know, I wish you would have told me then, because we could have cleared up any, you know, if there was miscommunication on either events, we could have really cleared that up. And we cleared it up yesterday.
Okay,
that's
good.
Why I was just, yeah, that's why I'm just kind of see, like, even if it's not him, like, do you pick up anyone else coming in? Because that's what I guess is really boiling down to. I'm just curious what you do see, because to me, he's the first one that I feel like, oh, okay, I feel connected to him energetically.
I think he's a good candidate. I think that there is great potential there. I also think that you're at a place where you are letting people know what you think and how you feel and stuff like that. And that's a very, very good thing, because that means that you're not allowing people to sabotage themselves. You're letting them know where you stand and what you expect and what you like without handing them a contract before you even go out on the first date with them. So I think you're in great shape there. It does feel that there is great honesty in you and there's great sincerity in you. And you know, I would not put everything on the table the very first date, but I would certainly be careful and cautious, because you don't want to overwhelm the other person with how you feel about things, and at the same time you really want them to know how you feel. I think that there's a lightheartedness that's coming in here. I think all the work that you've done on yourself is certainly going to pay off, because you are much clearer about how, you know, what you want and how you want to have a relationship and things like that. It does feel that you're evolving into new understanding of yourself all the time, which is fabulous. And that especially as you get to like the first of the year, there is great movement here in all aspects of your life. I think as far as relationship go with this guy, I think there's great potential here. He's got laughter around him. He's got the aspect of love here too. And that's a cool thing. That's a very cool thing. I think he's a sweet, sincere person. And I don't think that there is I don't think there's any meanness in him at all. I think he's just a sweet person.
Okay.
So that's and that's hard to find.
Hmm.
So,
he's very sweet. Yeah, I just that's all I remember, like, moreover than anything, was that there was a great connection. And it's funny because I actually wasn't the one to present the whole feelings thing. It was him. That's why I'm like, it wasn't me. I just gave him the safe space to express how he feels. And I said, you know, I feel that's projection onto me. If you're feeling something, share it with me versus assuming and then not and then disconnecting. You know, you have a right to share how you feel, you know.
Right.
And I guess I'm curious overall, like, you just mentioned about him, like, are you picking up anybody else coming in for long-term love, or do you just see this kind of flowing?
I think that you're very ready for a long-term relationship, and I think one is coming. I don't know if it's him,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if it's not him either. I think it's way too soon to call. So, but you are at that place in time where that aspect of you know, moving into that aspect of your life that you know hasn't had the fullness and the richness that you want it to have. So that's where the focus is on here for, you know, for sure. And it's just a matter of being open to see what comes in. Because it does feel as though you are evolving into, you know, coming into a place where there will be a full term, a full blown long term relationship. But again, it's sort of like this one is way too soon to call.
Oh no, I don't. That's not a problem. I wasn't even asking. I was saying, like, are there more men? Do you see more men coming in? Like. Which means, obviously, we're not going to be able to tell who ends up being my boyfriend. I get that. I'm talking about the choices. I wasn't referring to tell me if it's him, just the choices. Like, do you see choices coming in? I mean, we have choices every day. I just am referring to my heart's desire and that type of stuff is what I mean specifically.
Well, got a question for you. First of all, do you have a vision board about this yet?
Yes, I do.
Okay. because it feels as though what I'm seeing is that your vision is going to be fulfilled. Now I don't know how many applicants are coming. I can't tell. You know, lots of times I can. Lots of times I can say there are five or there are, you know, but I can't tell you how many applicants there are going to be. I do know you're going to have to be discerning because the universe quite possibly is going to put people in front of you that will challenge you as to, you know, will you take less than you've asked for? And I don't know if this guy is less than you asked for. So,
no, I don't think he is, actually. But I do have somebody in the back of my mind I think that might be.
well,
I was like, yeah,
you know,
that ended a while ago. But that it's funny how things pop up, you know?
Yeah, no, you don't go back. You go forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you have, you know, a vision board for this, then I would absolutely say just sit back and be surprised because it does feel as though that's going to be fulfilled. But again, that element of discernment is definitely here, and the universe will send people that don't quite fit the bill, and you have to be able to discern. You know, that they aren't exactly what you've asked for. And in that discernment, you know, just kindly not invest yourself emotionally and let friendship be there and let people drift in and out as is appropriate. No slamming doors, no, you know, I never want to talk to you again type stuff. Just don't, you know, if you don't encourage it, it goes away.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. Yeah, that's actually... Mm-hmm. I could see that where it drifts out nicely. And do you pick up around the time I would be in a relationship?
Yes,
you don't
I can
need to give
you
me a date and a time. I mean, you know,
I can tell you exactly when you will be in a relationship.
Uh-oh, it's not going to be a date and a time.
You're going to be in one when you're ready.
Well, that's now, but obviously...
Oh, like, wait a minute. Who determines that?
I determine that.
I don't think so.
I feel like I'm ready. I mean, what I mean is I feel like I'm ready for a relationship now, but what I want the second is someone to get to know and grow with into that. And that's what I mean by it. Like, when I say I want it now, doesn't mean I want him to ask me to be his girlfriend tomorrow. I mean that I want that person to come in and me to get to know them, build a foundation for, like, romance and friendship. I like the growth process. I'm ready for the person. Yeah, I'm ready for the person. So that, for me, is the piece that I want. That's
okay,
the piece is what I mean, yeah.
I hate to break it to you, but the universe really makes that that decision and that choice. I can't tell you the number of times I have declared I was ready for something and all I heard was laughter on the other side. So, you know, you must, you know, kind of, I think you're very close. I think you're very close.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that there were years for you to go before it happens, because I don't feel that is the case here at all. But if it were time, it would be here.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, you know, I think we have tunnel vision as far as our lives go, because we just have this reality to use as a frame of reference. And because the universe knows exactly what is going on as far as our evolution and everything, and the universe will determine when it's right for something to happen so that we can, you know, learn get the greatest richness out of the experience. So it's a matter of trusting that we haven't fallen off the graph of the universe. Every now and then I do kind of say, you know, have you dropped me? Have you forgotten that I'm here, you know, and I'm struggling down here? And usually, no, it's they're waiting for me to become something more than I was. And when that happens, everything else falls into place. It's up to you to be ready. If you say you're ready, you're probably not. But it's up to you to work towards being ready. And when you reach that, everything falls into place. I mean, if you say you're ready now, that means you've stopped working, and that's not a good thing.
I haven't stopped working on anything. I really haven't. I have not stopped. It's a daily practice. But, like, it's kind of like, when you wait to be perfect, that time's never going to come. So for me, it's just like every day you're open and you keep, you know, continuing to just check in with yourself and meditate with yourself and be who you say you are versus just saying it. So, like, that's what I mean when I say I'm ready. It's kind of like you're ready to wake up in the morning, so you get up and you get out of bed.
Right.
You know, that's what I mean when I say that, like, because you could be, like, in bed, like, I'm ready to get up. Well, you're ready to get up when you get off the bed. Like, you can't just say that. So that's what I mean. Like, when I'm ready, I get up, I go out, I take action. And because you could say it and stand still. I just choose to keep moving. I guess that's what I mean. Not like I'm ready to drop him. Like, no, like, I mean, like, I'm ready. So please, like, you know, I will step into it as the universe opens it.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's what I mean. Like, and I've been talking to you for a while, like for like a year or so. I know when you mean when you say that. I'm like, I swear, like I've never stopped working on myself. I know what you're saying. I swear, like.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, that's you know, it happens when it's time.
And
you know, frankly, my idea of when it's time and the universe's idea of when it's time are two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality here is, you know, when magic turns up in your life, it puts all the waiting and all the struggle just out. It all goes away, and you're surrounded by, embraced by, and saturated by the magic, and it's fabulous. So no matter how hard we struggle to get there, once we really experience it, it's magical. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Any other messages?
You know, don't be so hard on yourself and relax a little. I think the more joy you bring into your life, the more fun that you have is going to make this process go a lot faster.
Yes, Yes, and I had so much fun yesterday when I didn't expect to see this person. I just had a ball, and while they were there, I chose to have a ball too. So, and the universe aligned at the end of the night. So, it did. It did. It really did. I was like, wow, I didn't expect to reconnect with you, but okay, I'm open.
That's great. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. This is a love day, apparently. Okay. I'm going to mispronounce your name, Alfina.
Alfina.
Alfina. Okay. Hi there.
Yes.
This is Barbara. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. How can I help today?
I'm wondering if you see a person named Del, like, re-entering my life.
Okay. What's the name again?
D-A-L-E.
Okay. Now, is this person in your life now?
No.
And they're on this side, right? They're alive and well, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, sometimes people are asking about people in spirit. So, now, you're not in relationship with him now, right?
No.
And this is somebody you're looking to be in relationship with or wondering if you're going to be?
We were together.
Okay. Are you wondering if you're going to get back together? Is that it?
Yes, that was my question.
No, I think there's somebody else coming in. It feels as though probably as you get more towards the October time frame that there's one, if not two more people coming into your life here.
I already have somebody in my life right now at the moment, too, so I was just wondering about this certain person, if he's going to come back or is he not?
I don't believe so.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Well, that was easy. Love is an interesting concept, and I think it's important that sort of we talk about it. And you know, I apologize for those who are on hold, but I'm going to take a couple minutes here. And the aspect of love is really profound, and all of us want it in our lives. And there are so many different kinds of love that we experience every day. We have our pets, we have our friends, we have our family, we have... There are so many different kinds of love that we filter through constantly. We're created by love. We were brought into this world because of love. The aspect of love is a very rich aspect to all of our lives. And most of us want at some point in time in our lives to have another person that we can share love with, that we can open ourselves to and sort of merge energy, so to speak. And lots of people are looking for love because they feel it will complete them, because they feel that there's something missing in their life. And that's not the appropriate way to look at the kind of loving relationship that everybody is looking for, because real magic, real spiritual love, real twin flamey love, real soulmate love comes from people that have a completedness to their spiritual being and their physical reality. And people who are trying to find a twin flame or a soulmate, first of all, you can't look for them. You have to let them find you. You have to work on your life, and you have to work on all aspects of your life so that you become happy and content with yourself and your life regardless of whether there's another person in it. And when you get to that place where you are just full of joy, because and that doesn't mean that you love your job and that things are fabulous and all of that. That means that you are content within your life, that there is a feeling of contentment deep in the very cockles of your spirit. And then when people come into your life, you start with friendship. And friendship is probably the, you know, I don't feel that enough emphasis is put on the aspect of friendship, whether it is with another woman or someone who has the potential of being a mate or whoever. It's absolutely crucial that our relationships, all of them, every relationship we have in our life with other people, be founded in friendship, in trust. Trusting friendship. I know I have some friends that I wouldn't trust as far as I could throw an elephant, and I have other friends that I would trust my life to. So, but there is this aspect of needing to have a friendship and needing to learn trust, and trust is earned. It should not be something that you give someone. It's something that is earned over time. So that friendship is an important foundation. And then with trust, for love to grow and expand. And yes, I believe in lust at first sight. I'm not sure I believe in love at first sight, but I do believe in lust at first sight for sure. And it feels to me as though a lot of people out there are looking for love instead of loving themselves and becoming complete within themselves, and then sending out an energy that would attract to you other people that are in the same place. What we're looking for is someone who doesn't need another person, but someone who is complete and wants to share their completedness with us. And that's where you have the richness of a soulmate, a twin flame. That's where you get the kind of relationships that last forever, through time. They go through time with us often. And it's really, really, really important. Love is wonderful. Love is phenomenal. Love is the most spectacular thing in the entire world if it doesn't have strings attached to it, if we aren't looking for it to fill an emptiness that we weren't able to fill ourselves. We have to give love a chance, and we give love a chance by working on ourselves and not looking for another person to do the work for us. So it's really, really important that when the aspect of relationship, if you don't have a relationship right now, it's not that there's something wrong with you, it's that you still have work to do. And you can certainly go out there and find people that will take advantage of you, but isn't it more intelligent, more wise, more grown up to work on yourself and create the special kind of person that you want to have in your life? And once you have created that within yourself, that energy does the work for you. You absolutely will draw to you people who are exactly like you. Have you ever met people that say, I just attract losers, I don't know why I'm such a fabulous person? Well, the reason is you have things inside of you that don't make you feel you are worthy for anything more than that. You're attracting what you are. And sometimes, frankly, I can remember when I was younger, I used to tell people, I have terrible taste in men. I only attract men that are this kind of person. And so that's what I was putting out there, and for heaven's sakes, that's exactly what I attracted into my life. And it wasn't until I did the full circle bit and came to a place where I could say, I'm so content within my life. If this is it for the rest of my life, this is fabulous. I'm fine with this. And it wasn't until I got to that place that I attracted somebody to me that felt exactly the same way I did. And it was spectacular because nobody expected the other person to in any way complete or fill or anything. I mean, I will admit having somebody there that could open jars when I couldn't was really nice, and I'm pretty sure they were very happy that I didn't mind doing laundry because they hated it. I mean, those kind of things are fine. But the big things, the great big things, you know, if you've got them, you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to know all the answers. You do have to know that the answer is always inside yourself, though. It's not in another person. And once you are at that time and at that place, your energy will draw into you a person who is exactly like you. And if you don't like something about yourself, then fix it for heaven's sakes, because that's what you're going to attract to you. And it takes time and it takes effort, but I promise you the work is so worthwhile, because then you have magic. You have absolutely unbelievable magic. The universe turns itself inside out to bring to you exactly what you've created, because you are the masterpiece that you're here to create. And when you have gotten to that point in time where you have really gotten yourself to a place where you really like you, and you can look in the mirror and say hot stuff there, and feel very confident and comfortable within your own skin, no matter how big or little it is, no matter how tall or short it is, no matter how, you know, I sometimes say that there's a size 9 hiding inside of the size 14 or 18 or whatever the size I am. And, you know, but if you feel beautiful, if you feel happy, if you feel perfect, if you feel just wonderful and joyful, that's what you're going to attract to your life. So pay attention. Don't go out looking until you are so happy with yourself that you don't give a damn. And then the universe takes a look and says, whoa, look at that. Look at how well they did. Let's send them somebody else and see what the two of them together can do with life. And the energy that is created from two people that are very comfortable within themselves is just unbelievable, because then magic happens in all aspects of life. And it's just, it's almost like, whoa, people would not believe this. So when people say that magic doesn't happen and fairy tales aren't true, you know, they clearly haven't worked hard enough on themselves to know that the magic is there only to be awakened by the perfection of the spirit within. Okay, now that I'll get off my soapbox. We've got Brittany from California calling. Hi, Brittany. How are you doing today?
Hi, Barbara. Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for your show. Everything that you're saying is resonating with me. That's what I've been doing for the past like 4.5 years, is just like really working on healing and forgiveness and learning to love myself, knowing that I'll attract someone who's in the same, you know, in the same place and who's whole and complete. That's so awesome that you were saying all that.
Well, it's I've experienced it. It's true. And, you know, it's nothing I read. It's something I lived. So I know it works.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm calling because I just wanted to know if you could give me a little bit of guidance on how I should move forward as far as career is concerned.
Okay. What is it you're doing now?
Well, I am an actress. I work in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a tough field. Actually, when I look at the career aspect of the cards that I threw down for you, it's kind of fun. I see pregnancy. So it does, and I'm not saying you're going to get pregnant. But it does feel as though you are working on birthing new aspects of yourself that are going to take you over the barrier that seems to be there. Are you at a dead end type stuff?
Yeah, I'm in need of new representation, just a whole new slate.
Wow. Well, the card in the center is kind of interesting. It's that of your own intuition and trusting your gut and trusting that the answer is inside of you, and that's not meant as a cop-out. That's actually really the truth. I feel that you're thinking your way through this to the point that you're destroying whatever inspiration could possibly be there. And then it does feel to me as though it's really, really important for you to, because what you do is so very creative, it's very hard to pull yourself back into the intellectual realms here. You're in such a competitive field that, are you in film or television or what aspect are you in?
Both, film and TV. I do both.
You know, what I'm seeing is I'd love to see you break into yet another aspect of your field. And,
like,
and
advertising?
No. I, you know, and I'm going to say it's like something, but it doesn't have to be exactly that. I would say it's like having your own radio show and talking about, you know, the difficulties of the trade and giving people advice and all sorts of stuff like that. I would say that, that becoming a personality in another field might open the door to where you want to go in the fields that you are, you know, pursuing at this moment in time.
Okay.
Now, you're clearly on Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
Because you're clearly here. Have you ever thought about doing your own radio show?
No.
Are you familiar with how very difficult it is? That's sarcasm, by the way. $39 a month gets you a two-hour show a day. I have a very good friend. His name is James Luce, who is an actor and uses his show, among other things, to put out as interviews for other shows that he does. People hear him on his radio show and think, that voice would be really good someplace else. The wonderful thing about Blog Talk Radio is that, that all of the shows are archived, so you can refer people back to different shows if they were on different subjects. You can use them as rehearsal things. You can use them as, this is how I could be an old woman suffering from dementia. You can use them for all sorts of things, but information more than anything else. I mean, you see the chat room. You see the fact that there are callers from all over the world. This gives
right.
you world. This gives you worldwide exposure for $39 a month. That's something that an agent can't do.
So you see me basically stepping out of the box of, oh, I need representation to get me in the door. You see me actually doing something outside of all of that.
Yeah, I'm saying that rather than going the traditional forms of representation, which obviously don't work that well, into why not create yourself, why not make yourself a personality in another field that, that then will be sought by these other areas that you're looking for.
Oh, so using my creativity to put myself out there, basically.
Since I've been doing a Blog Talk Radio show, I've been approached by a South African documentary group. They came to my house and filmed me, and I was in a documentary that was shown in South Africa. I did another documentary on something else and was at an international conference because of it. This show has given me unbelievable exposure to not just a small part of the population, but the entire world.
Oh, okay.
So that depending on what you want to do with it, on whether you want to make it an interview show, whether and I think that's probably the best way to go for you.
Right.
But I would browse through the different categories. I would see the different kinds of shows there are. I would create something that was a wonderful platform for you to be expressive and do what you want to do. I mean, my God, with a two-hour show, you could actually do a short show of any sort. You could You could write your own material and do your own dramatic thing. You could do all sorts of fabulous stuff with it and have worldwide exposure. And then it goes up on your resume, you know, check out this show for this, check out this show for that. It's out there.
That's true. That's such a great idea. So as far as making money, you know, to basically be able to take care of myself, you still can, uh-huh. you see me doing what I'm doing now.
I do. I say you have a mundane job. You have a job that actually does support you.
Yeah.
Okay, then I see you doing that. Yes. You have to have that one foot in the real world bit.
Yeah.
But rather than spending a fortune on people that are going to try to push you in other people's faces, knowing how many thousands of people are out there doing the exact same thing, that doesn't make sense to me. Why don't you really be unique and creative? Do you know, I mean, Glenn Beck has a show on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, there are lots of very, very, very famous people that have Blog Talk Radio shows. And so why not use it as a or find another, you know, if you find something else that has more exposure than Blog Talk Radio, please let me know because I'd love to know. But there also are shows out there where, and you're going to have to talk to somebody else because I can't think of the name of it, but there's another thing out there where you can actually do it on Skype so that you have the video as well as the audio. Frankly, I like the audio better because that way people create their own images in their head.
Right.
And I don't have to get dressed up and comb my hair to do the show. So, you know, the reality is I don't want anybody, and I have 8 cats, and very often the cats are in my face, and I don't want people to see just how confusing it gets because then my show becomes a comedy. So this way, nobody sees that I have thrown a cat off the table 5 or 6 times or something. For me, it's yes, and I wear my jammies. I do, but I do my show. I'm comfortable when I do the show, and I don't worry about what I look like because it's what I sound like and what I say that to me has the greatest import. But you're trying to go traditional forms of whatever in a field that is so outrageously competitive that you don't stand a chance.
So
why not use this as a platform to draw people to you instead of you standing in line with lots of other people who have the same kinds of credentials?
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
And I have to tell you that once you get, at least with Blog Talk, and I would imagine any other radio type thing, there are tons of other hosts of shows that would love to have somebody on to talk about things that you know a lot about so that you would have no end of interviews possible for you. Of course, you don't get paid, but you still get the airtime.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good idea. That is so good. But I would think that I would have to still be in the game of going to my auditions and,
absolutely,
you know.
Absolutely. But,
yeah.
But what a perfect place to talk about the things that you've done.
That is so true. Oh, what a great idea. Thank you so much. And I see myself, just really quickly, I do see myself meeting someone once I get the creativity and the career and everything rolling.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I want to, you know, also mention to you is that you never know who's listening. You never know whose wife is listening. This little itty bitty show, this teeny little show here that I do out of my basement. I mean, it's a nice basement, I might add, but that I do out of my basement is archived over 2,000 times every week.
Wow. Wait, so did you have to buy, like, new equipment and all that stuff to do it?
Do you have a computer now?
Yes.
And you have a telephone?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need.
Okay.
No, you don't need any equipment.
I'm thinking I would have to have like, all this radio equipment.
No. And if you want to be walked through it, if you want to help setting it up or anything like that, my email's BarbaraDeLong@gmail.com. Get a hold of me, and I'll walk you through the whole setup. It's very easy.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm going to come up with my concept and everything, and then I'll email you. I'm so grateful.
Oh, and it'll be fun. And you know what I have found also? Famous people love doing radio shows like this because they can be sitting any place in their underwear and doing a radio show. So, I mean, I have, you know, authors and all sorts of cool things. I mean, I have met people that I never thought would even, you know, consider doing a radio show that I have done radio shows with. So it is so cool. And I'm pretty sure some of them were higher in kites when they did the show, but that's okay.
Yeah, and, this is more of my element, but I'm just ready to be creative and work.
Yeah, well, and it's amazing. I know James Luce, who's the actor. He does psychic fairs with me, and he also has come on the show, and he has read with me, and his radio show is a combination of him being different characters. He does Shakespeare, for Pete's sake, on it, and it's amazing. It's amazing, and it's his way of seeing has he emoted appropriately.
Okay.
So it's cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Barbara. This helps me so much. I'm going to email you.
Okay. I would love to help if I can.
Thank you. So grateful.
You're
welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You know, it's really amazing. It's always the right people call in at the right time to get the right advice and information. It's just, it blows me away. It never ceases to amaze me that the right people are there, and you never know who's going to be listening, like I said, and it is a profoundly exciting place to be and a magical place to be. I want to also direct you to the fact that there are predictions for every month of the year, and I'm going to read the one for July, so because we have half of July almost yet to go. There is the element of magic and the energies that swirl around us this month. This is a time when miracles of all sorts happen within our lives, not only personally, but globally as well. There's a new level of insight and awareness that opens many to the possibility of letting down barriers and finding common ground. Within individuals, there is the realization of all those small miracles that surround us every day that we take for granted. They're showered down upon us, and frequently we ask for more before we have given thanks for what has already been given. We're blessed, and few acknowledge it. This is a time when giving sincere thanks clears the way for even greater gifts. Acknowledging a blessing gives it validity, and in so doing, we create a cycle of energy that brings us even greater numbers than first we experienced. Magic and miracles are gifts freely given us by the universe. There are no strings attached. They are unconditional and free from dogma. It is when we claim this reality and embrace the aspect of it that we become the miracles and share with others in the same manner. Miracles self-generate when accepted with joy. They increase when acknowledged and expand to touch countless others when universal love is a part of the equation. This month is one in which the element of miracles is subtly there, awakening recognition. You will almost be able to feel the electricity in the air, and all you will need to do is to start recognizing them. Their numbers are profoundly numerous in our reality. Start claiming them and see what kind of magic you can manifest because of the simple act of noting them. This month provides us with the opportunity to make more choices than usual. While some will not require any great pondering, others will hold on, hold out tantalizing possibilities. It's important to remember that while we do have free will, it isn't exactly free. The part they don't advertise is that what we are obligated to pay is taking responsibility for the consequences of our actions. Take the time to consider what your choices will bring into your reality and what the consequences of your actions will bring to you, and then make your choices. Things that are done in haste often result in waste of one form or another. We all have free will to make our choices. We are even free to make the wrong choices. There's no judgment anywhere, just consequences. Take the time to ponder all possibilities and then choose with wisdom and understanding. Laughter, joy, and celebration weave their way throughout this month. Of all of the gifts the universe has gifted us with, it is that of joy and laughter that brings the greatest and most powerful of energies. Many don't recognize it or take advantage of it. This month, it is recommended everyone remember and use this most amazing healing energy. The power of laughter is profound. It can break tension and dispel sadness, open doors, and light up a room. Laughter can heal and lift spirits, break boundaries, open hearts, and soothe a troubled spirit. Many forget the power within and neglect to use it to open communication and release fear. True laughter can bring joy to the heart and a smile to one's face. Laughter brings everyone closer together and releases tension. When there is genuine laughter, healing takes place and bridges are built that can transcend any problem. Try it on for size. One size fits all. Everyone has guardian angels, spirits that are there to guide and awaken you to the special gifts that are carried within. We don't always see them or even know that they are there, but they are, and they help us to shed light on our lives when there is confusion or upset. They as well are evolving and expanding spiritually, and they are drawn to us because of the choices we have made in this lifetime. Some remain with us from birth, and others appear as we transcend one level of understanding next. They are individuals, as are we, and they guide us as we develop areas that they have themselves completed. When you look for them, many will not see them, but if you're careful and very quiet, you can feel them and sometimes feel the movement in the air as they pass by. Many prefer to not be named, for that takes away from the role they play in our lives. They prefer to work in unconditional love, and a name would diminish the quality of what they share. During this month, angels seem to be more present within our reality, and many will be seeking to touch into that energy. Know that the light is always there, and when you seek a connection, look for the light in the darkness. Look for it, and remember that you carry an angel within you as well that will guide when you reach that level of awareness. There is always a nightlight of love, no matter how dark things get, and it brings laughter and light, and the more you celebrate that quality within you, the brighter it gets. I want to thank everybody for being here today. Callers, you were phenomenal. Chat room, absolutely unbelievable. Thank you so very much. And Jeannie, I thank you so much for being an amazing co-host, producer. Whatever title I give you, I can't pay you enough, but I can give you lots of titles. I have to tell you, she works behind the scenes. She is amazing, and she absolutely brings organization to the chaos that would be the show without her. Thank you, everybody. It's been a fabulous show, and I will be back next Friday. I'll be back on Tuesday and Thursday next week on Lizzie Star Show. And I look forward to seeing some familiar names in chat rooms then. Thanks a lot, everybody. Good night.